Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of the Kindle iOS app for your iPod Touch, iPhone or iPad that is now fully accessible with VoiceOver. As of this recording in the first week of May 2013. So before I get started, let me just say that I've got my iPhone 5 turned on. VoiceOver is running and I'm currently sitting at one of my home screens that contains the Kindle iOS app that I downloaded from, of course, the iOS App Store. And just a note about VoiceOver, a reminder about the gestures. One finger flick left or right to move item by item on the screen. One finger drag around the screen to hear what's under your finger. And then a one finger double tap on the screen to activate an item. Before I actually launch the Kindle iOS app, there's a couple of points just to note. The first one is you'll need an Amazon account so that then you can actually use the Kindle app to access the books that will be attached to your Amazon account. When you run the app for the first time, you'll need to register that with that Amazon account. So for example, in my case, my Amazon account registration has quite a few different devices attached to it, including my iPhone 5 here. And of course, previously, I was also using a Kindle keyboard, previously called the Kindle Free, as in FREE, 3G Wi-Fi version. And of course, I also use the Amazon accessible PC Kindle version of the Kindle book reader for the PC. The other thing to mention about the Kindle iOS app is that you can actually read books in the app. You can get samples from books from the app as well, i.e. at the end of the book, if the author that you're currently reading has other titles, you can obtain a sample of those books. But primarily, you need to use a web browser. So on the iPhone, it would be Safari, to purchase books and or again samples if you wish, that will then be wirelessly sent to your device, such as in my case the iPhone 5. So in this demonstration, what I'll be doing is first taking you through the Kindle iOS app itself first, and then purchasing a book and sending it to, in this case, my iPhone 5 Kindle app. So I'm currently sitting at the home screen that contains the Kindle iOS app. So let me just touch the screen.
Kindle. Double tap to open.
Okay, and of course you can hear that I've got my hints turned on for VoiceOver. Okay, that's the Kindle iOS app. So let's open up the app and let's start exploring it. So one finger double tap to open up the Kindle app.
Kindle. Books. Button. Open for more options.
Okay, now the first option that I get in focus when I've opened up the Kindle app is the Books button. And what this is a control that allows you to look at other content or all content on the same title screen that's initially displaying now. So at the moment I've got only books displayed on the current screen. So think of this as your bookshelf. So if I do one finger flick to the right now.
Kindle for iOS accessibility gestures. Quick reference guide. IAMS. Michael.
Okay.
Book downloaded.
Kindle for iOS accessibility.
Double tap to open book.
And as you heard some instructions, one finger double tap to open book. And the fact that this book's already been downloaded to my device because it said downloaded. So I flick to the right again.
Ab Horson. Nix. Garth. Book downloaded. Double tap to open book.
Okay, so let me just do one finger flick back to the left.
Kindle for books button.
Okay, there's the books button again.
Open
just to
for
show
more
you,
options.
If I try to go any further back to the left, I can't. Okay, so the book button is actually at the top of the screen. So I'm going to do one finger double tap on books button.
Libraries heading.
And now we can view all or other libraries. So, for example, if I do one finger flick to the right.
Done button.
That's the done button, of course. And that's at the top right. So if I touch the screen top right.
Done button.
Okay, there's a done button. Touch on the left, top.
Libraries, heading.
There's the heading for the library again. So one finger flick to the right.
Done button, search.
Okay, of course, search allows me to search for a title. One finger flick to the right.
All items.
All items. So that would include books, newsstand, and documents all being displayed on my bookshelf screen. At the moment, that's not selected. One finger flick to the right.
Selected. Books.
Okay, as we can tell, books is currently selected. That's what I'm currently viewing. One finger flick to the right.
Newsstand.
Newsstand, i.e. newspapers, magazines, etc. And one more finger flick to the right.
Docs.
And docs, so docs that you can actually send to your Kindle. So let me just show you if I change the view to all. So I'm going to do one finger flick back to the left.
Newsstand, selected, books, all items.
Okay, all items. So one finger double tap on all items.
All items, button.
Okay, and as you can tell,
open for more options.
The button has now changed to all items, so I can tell what I'm currently viewing. So if I do another one finger flick to the right.
Kindle for iOS accessibility gestures.
Okay, we're back on the bookshelf, guide, viewing items, all Michael, items.
Book downloaded.
So one finger flick back to the left.
Open all items. Button.
And I'm going to just change this back to books.
Open for
the
more
demo.
Options.
One finger double tap.
Libraries.
One
heading.
Finger flick to the right to books.
Done. Book search. Selected. All items. Books.
Okay, and one finger double tap on books.
Books. Button.
Okay,
open
and
for
we're
more
back
options.
On the books button, i.e. that's what's currently being viewed on my bookshelf home screen. And one finger flick to the right again.
Kindle for iOS accessibility gestures. Quick reference guide. Items. Michael.
Okay,
book downloaded.
And there's the first book in my
double
bookshelf
tap to
again,
open
that I've
book.
Just recently last read. Okay, now, basically the whole screen is a list of books, but if I touch towards the bottom left-hand side of the screen, just above the home button, over to the left.
Switch to grid view button.
Okay, I've got a control that says switch to grid view. So at the moment, it's in list view, so one title under each other, or a grid going across the screen if I changed it to that option. So at the moment, it's currently in list view. If I double tap that control now.
Switch to list view button.
Okay, it now says switch to list view, which means it's currently in grid view. So if I touch the middle of the screen.
Midshipman's Hope, the Seaford Saga, Fiend Touch.
Okay, Midshipman's
David.
Hope. If I jump my finger
downloaded.
Over to the right.
Conspiracy 365 January, Gabrielle Lord.
Okay, is it right again?
Book Lyriel, Nix, Garth,
okay,
New,
and so
book
on.
Downloaded.
And I just did a two finger touch
double
on the
tap
screen.
Double tap to open book.
To silence the speech. So that's in a grid view. So I'm going to put it back in a list view for the moment because it's easier.
Switch to list view button.
One finger double tap.
Switch to grid view button.
Okay, and that's now saying switch to grid view, remembering that my current view is list. And before I get to the rest of the options down the bottom, just a reminder that while I said the titles are on the screen, so if I go back and touch the screen, for example.
Ab Horson, Nix.
Okay, now do a three-finger touch
book
on the
downloaded.
Screen.
Rows 1 to 6 of 116, center of screen.
Okay, so I'm actually looking at rows 1 to 6 of 116 rows. That's how many books I've got in the current iCloud table. So if I do a three-finger flick up.
Rows 6 to 11 of 116. Rows 11 to 16 of 116.
Okay, as you can tell, I'm moving and scrolling through the book list. So three finger flick down.
Rows 6 to 11 of 100 and rows 1 to 6 of 116.
Okay, and I'm back at the beginning. And of course, if I wanted to read any of those titles, I could touch the screen and then still do one finger flick left and right to move through the actual books. So let me touch back on the grid view down the bottom again.
Switch to grid view button.
Okay, so let's see what else is on this row at the bottom of the screen. So one finger flick to the right.
Settings button.
There's the settings screen that I'll go through in a minute for the app in general. One finger flick to the right.
Selected cloud button.
That's cloud button. Now the cloud button is all the books that I've got on the cloud that may or may not be on this particular device. So that's basically all the content you've got on the Kindle cloud. If I do another one finger flick to the right.
Device button.
That's the books that I've currently got on this particular device in the Kindle iOS app, which in this case is the iPhone 5. And if I do another one finger flick to the right, that's it. Okay, so bottom left is the grid or list view control. One finger flick to the right.
Settings.
Settings. Button. One finger flick to the right.
Selected. Cloud. Button.
Cloud, which is currently selected. One finger flick to the right.
Device. Button. Device.
Now let's go back up to the top of the screen. So back up to that book button.
Books. Button.
Okay, there's the book button.
Open for more options.
One finger flick to the right.
Kindle for iOS accessibility gestures. Quick reference guide. Items. Michael. Book downloaded.
So that book has already been downloaded to my device. So if I switch the view to device view, I could see that book. If I want to open that particular book, I can now do a one finger double tap to open it, which I'll now do quickly and we'll come back to it later.
Menu off, double tap for menu. Swipe two fingers down for continuous reading. Tap, tap and hold to select text. Kindle store, buy and download to your iOS device.
Okay, so it's basically starting to read the content of that Kindle iOS book. And of course you heard it say menu off when it went into the book, and the whole screen is basically the book content now. And I'll go through this in much more detail, but for the moment, if you'd like to start reading, you could just do a two finger swipe down for continuous reading of voiceover. You can do a three finger flick left or right to move screen by screen. You could do a two finger flick up to read from the top of the screen to the bottom, etc. But as I said, we'll get on to more in-depth book reading later on in the demonstration. So for now, I'm going to activate the book menu this time by just doing a one-finger double tap on the screen.
Menu on. Return to book.
Okay, and if I double tapped it again now, where it just said return to book, I would go straight back to the book. But for the moment, I'm going to touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Home button.
There's the home button. Take me back to the home bookshelf screen.
Books button.
Okay, one finger.
Open
to
for
the
more
right.
Options. Kindle for iOS accessibility gestures. Quick reference guide. Items. Michael. Book downloaded.
Okay, so let me say I wanted to get rid of that book on my device. It would still remain on the cloud. If I do a one finger double tap and hold, and I touch towards the bottom of the screen.
Remove from device button.
Okay, I've now got a dialog that says remove from device button. So if I double tap that now, it would take it off my iPhone 5. And of course, still left on the cloud, or one finger flick to the right.
Cancel button.
And I've got a cancel button, which I'll do now.
Books button. Open for more options.
And before I get on to the settings, let's just have a look at the device view. So down towards the bottom, just above my home button.
Device button.
There's the device button. One finger double tap.
Selected device.
And touch towards the top of the screen.
Books button.
Okay, there's the book button.
Open for more options.
One finger flick to the right.
Kindle for iOS accessibility gestures. Quick reference guide. Items. 2010. Odyssey 2. Arthur C. Clarke. Collab Horson. Nix. Guth.
Okay, and these are all the books that I've currently got sitting on my device, as opposed to all the titles sitting on the iCloud. So let me just switch back to cloud view.
Cloud button.
Okay, one finger double tap, because that was down towards the bottom of the screen.
Selected. Cloud.
So I'm going to touch towards the bottom of the screen.
Midshipman's Hope, The Seaforth Saga, Fiend Touch, David.
And I'm going to flick to the right.
Conspiracy 300 and Lurreal, Nick, Lord Valentine's Cup, Demon, Percy Jackson, The Hunger Games, Gasparilla's Treasure, Wearing the Cape, Harmon, Marion G. Book not downloaded. Double
okay,
tap to
now,
download book.
Here's a book that has not been downloaded to my device. As you actually heard it say, book not downloaded. And the fact that you could double tap it with one finger to download to your device. So if I do one finger double tap now.
Wearing the Cape, Harmon, Marion G. Downloading 0.0%.
And by the way, I've got no idea what that book is about because it's actually also
downloading
shared with my
7.9%.
Wife as well. So if I do a finger flick to the right.
Cancel button.
I can cancel it, one finger double tap.
Cancel. Wearing the Cape, Harmon, Marion G. Book not downloaded.
Okay, so it's still not downloaded because I cancelled the download. So let's start the download again. One finger double tap.
Wearing the Cape, Harmon, Marion G. Downloading 0.0%. Downloading 10.5%.
Okay, as you can tell, it's giving us a percentage.
Downloading 20.4%.
Of how the download's going.
Downloading 28.4%. Downloading 39.1%. Downloading 47.1%. Downloading 57.8%. Downloading 68.5%. Downloading 79.1%. Downloading, 87.1%. Downloading, 90. Download finished. Wearing the cape, Harmon, Marion G. New, book downloaded.
Okay, so you can tell it's a new book on my device, and it's confirmed that it's been downloaded. Okay, so let me open up that book now, one finger double tap.
Menu off, double tap for menu. Swipe two fingers down for continuous reading. Tap.
Okay, I'm just going to shut the voice up with two finger touch on the screen. Okay, and I'm ready to read that book. So now, if I do one finger double tap to bring up the book menu.
Menu on. Return to book.
There's a return to book if I double tap one finger again. Top left-hand side of the screen.
Home button.
Home button. One finger double tap.
Books button.
So now, if I go
open
and look
for more options
on my device view, so find the home button down the bottom, come up a little bit.
Selected. Cloud.
Cloud.
Button.
One finger flick to the right.
Device.
There's device. Button. One finger double tap.
Selected. Device.
Top of screen to find the book button.
Books button.
One finger flick to the right.
Oh, wearing the cape. Harmon.
Okay.
Marion G.
And there's wearing the cape.
Book downloaded.
Because I've basically got my view for my home bookshelf set by the most recent titles. Now, just to keep things nice and consistent in this demo, let me just touch on the cloud button again down the bottom of the screen.
Cloud button.
One finger double tap.
Selected. Cloud.
Now, where I'm at the bottom of the screen, let's go and have a look in the settings for the application itself. One finger flick to the left.
Settings button.
And there's settings. Now, remember the bottom four controls on the screen were the grid slash list view option, settings, iCloud, and device. So we're now on the second one from the left for settings. So if I do one finger double tap on settings.
Settings done button.
There's a good old done button at the top right hand side of the screen. If I touch that part of the screen.
Done button.
Okay, there's the done button. So let me just now flick to the right to go through the screen.
Settings heading.
There's the settings heading. One finger flick to the right.
Library sort order heading.
Heading library sort order. So remember I said that I had my titles organized by most recent. So one finger flick to the right.
Selected recent button.
There's the recent button, so it currently says it's selected. One finger flick to the right.
Title button.
Organized by title. One finger flick to the right.
Author button.
Organized by author.
Sync button.
There's the sync button, and what the sync button does, it syncs across your devices. So one finger flick to the right again.
Registration heading.
Here's the registration heading. One finger flick to the right.
David Woodbridge update.
Okay, so basically my iOS device is currently registered to David Woodbridge. And as I said in the intro to this demo, it's the Amazon account I use for my Kindle keyboard and the Amazon accessible PC version as well. Okay, so if I double tapped on that with one finger.
Deregister. Done. Button.
Okay, one finger flick to the right.
Back. Button. Deregister. Heading.
That's the heading for deregister.
This device is registered to David Woodbridge.
One finger flick to the right.
Email. DavidWoodbr at G.
Right.
Device name. David's fourth iPhone.
Okay, that's the name of this device, which is actually very handy because I've been testing Kindle on other devices. When we come to purchase one, you'll actually hear the fact that I've got quite a few that comes up in my auto-delivered wirelessly options that I haven't got around to getting rid of yet. So that's how you can tell your name of the device that you're currently using. It just happens that this one's called the iPhone 4th because I've actually ran this application on four iPhones. So one finger flick to the right.
Deregister this Kindle button.
Okay, and there's the button to deregister this Kindle. But this screen is also where you would actually register your Kindle app as well. Okay, so let's touch the back button, the top left-hand side of the screen.
Back button.
One finger double tap.
Settings. Done. Button.
Now remember that because these setting screens have got headings, you can also move by heading. So let me just show you that now. So two finger rotate to headings.
Words, speech rate, volume, punctuation, hints, headings.
One finger flick down.
Settings, heading, library sort order, heading, registration, heading.
Okay, that's where we were before. So if I now do a one finger flick to the right.
David Woodbridge, send to Kindle email address, heading.
This is the next heading. This is send to Kindle email address. And if I do one more finger flick to the right, it tells me what the email address I can use to send documents to my Kindle.
DavidWoodbridge_ at kindle.com.
Okay, one finger flicks to the right.
Contact us.
That's contact us.
Page turn animation.
Page turn animation label.
Page turn animation. Switch button off. Double tap to toggle setting.
Okay, that's the turn of the page as it says animation on or off.
Social networks link.
Social networks link. If you go into that option, you can authorize your Twitter and Facebook apps to use with the Kindle iOS app. One finger flick to the right.
Other.
And other, let me just quickly go into that one. One finger double tap.
Other. Done. Button.
Okay, again, done button top right, back button top left. One finger flick to the right.
Back. Button. Other. Heading. About. Terms of use.
Just flicking through with one finger. Terms of use.
Legal notices.
Legal notices.
Annotations backup. Tap for explanation.
Annotations backup.
Annotations backup. Tap for explanation. Switch button on.
There's the toggle.
Double tap to toggle setting.
One finger flick to the right.
Popular highlights. Tap for explanation.
Popular highlights.
Popular highlights. Tap for explanation.
There's the toggle.
Switch button on. Double tap to toggle setting.
Okay, and that's it for that screen. So top left to the back button.
Back button.
One finger double tap.
Settings. Done. Button.
Okay, the done button is now in focus. So that's one finger double tap to return to the main bookshelf title screen.
Books button.
And we're back on the
open
books
for more
button.
Options.
So if I do one finger flick to the right.
Wearing the cape, Harmon, Mary and G.
Okay, there's the first recent book that I've currently accessed. Okay, so let's go into a book. So I'm going to do another one finger flick to the right.
Kindle for iOS accessibility gestures, quick reference guide.
One finger flick to the right again.
Mark at Horson, Nix. Guth.
Okay, let's go into the book app Horson. So one finger double tap.
Menu off. Double tap for menu. Swipe two fingers down for continuous reading. Tap. Tap and hold to select text. To Anna and Thomas Henry Nix.
Okay, so it started to read the first information in the book, which was the author's title. Now, as you heard when it said menu off, it also gave us some information about basic reading commands, such as two finger swipe down to start continuous reading, or one finger double tap and hold to highlight information on the screen that allows you then to do bookmarks and notes. And I'll show you how to do that when we've purchased a book, for example. So if I want to start reading, as it said, I'll do a two finger swipe down the screen.
To Anna and Thomas Henry Nix. Contents Prologue Part 1 Chapter 1, A House Besieged Chapter 2, Into the Deep Chapter 3.
Okay, now let's say I don't want to listen to the contents. I'll do a three-finger flick to the left.
Chapter 12. Chapter 20. Prologue Fog Rose from the River. Great billows of white weaving into the
Okay, touch the screen with two fingers, turn it up. Now I can do a continuous read again, two-finger swipe down.
Prologue Fog Rose from the River. Great billows of white weaving into the slip and smoke of the city of Corvair. To become the hybrid thing that the more popular newspapers called smog and the Times miasmic fog.
Okay, two
cold,
finger touch.
Dank and foul smell.
To shut it up. Now, of course, I've got my speed item sitting on my rotor. So if I do a two-finger rotate.
Punctuation. Hints. Headings. Vertical navigate language. Characters. Words. Lines. Speech rate.
Okay, there's my speech rate. One finger flick down.
25%. 20%.
Okay, now I can just do a two-finger swipe down again.
Prologue fog rose from the river. Great billows of white weaving into the slip and smoke of the city of Corvair. To become the hybrid thing that the more popular newspapers called smog and the Times miasmic fog. Cold, dank and foul smelling, it was dangerous by any name. At its thickest, it could smother, and it could transform the faintest hint of a cough into pneumonia. But the unhealthiness of the fog...
Okay, two finger touch, stop it reading. And as with iBooks, once you do a two finger swipe down for continuous reading, of course it keeps turning the pages. And you can sit back and listen to your book. Now you can also navigate by just dragging your finger around the screen. So if I touch towards the top of the screen.
Prologue.
Okay, drag my finger down.
Fog rose from the river. Great. Slip and smoke of the city of. That the more popular newspapers.
Okay. Or if I use my rotor, let me do a two finger rotate counterclockwise.
Lines.
I can go down line by line for one finger swipe down.
That the more popular newspapers. Called smog and the Times miasmic. Miasmic fog. Cold,
okay,
dank and foul smelling.
Two finger rotate to the left.
Words.
Okay, now one finger flick down again.
It. was dangerous by.
Got one finger flick up.
By danger was.
Okay, and two finger counterclockwise roadhead again.
Characters.
One finger flick down.
W A S space.
One finger flick up.
Space S A W.
Okay, so as you can tell, you can quite easily navigate by character, word, or line. Now remember, that's in the current screen. It won't scroll the screen. So if I touch towards the bottom of the screen.
Corvier Fog was a concealer. Avail.
Okay, and if I do a two-finger rotate clockwise back to line.
Words. Lines.
If I do one finger flick down.
Corvier.
Okay, I can't go any further on the current screen. So your rotor navigation for character, word, and line is to navigate within the current screen of text. And as I said earlier on, the whole screen is your book content. Okay, so let's bring up the book options menu that I just skipped across previously. So one finger double tap.
Menu on. Return to book.
Okay, so straight away we've got a control that says return to book, which is basically in the middle of the screen. And if I one finger double tap.
Menu off. Double tap for menu. Swipe two fingers down for continuous reading. Tap. Tap and hold to select text. Prologue fog rose from the river. Great okay, so billows of white weaving into the soot and smoke of the city of Corvier.
Two finger touch, and of course I could then now do a two finger swipe down to start reading the book. So one finger double tap again to bring up the menu again.
Menu on. Return okay. to book.
Let's touch towards the top left hand side of the screen.
Home button.
And of course before, that was the home button that I used to quickly go back to the bookshelf. So if I did that now, we would go back to the bookshelf main title screen. So one finger flick to the right.
At Horson.
That's the heading at the top of the screen on the same level as the home button, which is the name of the book, Abhorsen. One finger flick to the right.
Bookmark button.
That's on the top right-hand
off.
Side of the screen.
Double tap to set bookmark.
Which is a bookmark, and as you can hear by the hints, it actually currently says it's off. So one finger flick to the right again.
Return to book.
That's
double tap to dismiss the menu.
That takes you back to the book, which the help said. So if I touch the middle of the screen rather than flicking.
Return to book.
Okay, that's the middle of the
double
screen.
Double tap to dismiss the
touch
menu.
Touch the right-hand side of the screen, the middle.
Return to book.
Touch the left-hand side of the screen, the
double
middle.
Double tap, return to book.
Okay, so there's double basically tap a to whole dismiss the area menu. In the middle of the screen that you can just quickly double tap on to take you back into the book itself. Very nifty idea, that one. So touch towards the bottom of the screen.
Return to book, back, dimmed, button.
We've got a back button, which is currently dimmed. If I do it now, one finger flick to the right to go across this row.
View options button.
Okay, we've got view options, as in the way that the information's visually displayed on the screen, such as white, black, etc. We'll go through that in a minute. One finger flick to the right.
Go to button.
That's go to, and again I'll go through that in a minute, but that's basically go to content, go to beginning, go to location, etc., including notes and highlights, if you have any in your book. One finger flick to the right again.
Search button.
That's a search button. Now, I'll actually show you this search button in another book. It's very cool. What it actually does, you can type in a word or a phrase, and then you can actually have a whole list of where that word or phrase appears in the book, together with location information. And you can really work out, if you're used to the book, where that particular phrase or word is, because it does, like I said, give you some text around that particular hit. And now if I do another one finger flick to the right.
Sync button.
That's the sync button. Okay, so that's basically that row. So I'll go back to the left.
Back. Dimmed.
Got back.
Button. View options.
View options.
Button. Go to.
Go to.
Button. Search. Button.
Search.
Sync. Button.
Sync. Now another one finger flick to the right.
2%. Location 87. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Okay, so this allows me to actually jump through the book contents, and again this is a bar underneath that row towards the bottom of the screen, and it's pretty extensively across the whole screen. So if I find my home button and come up a little bit.
2%, location 87 of 5,615.
Okay, if I touch towards the left hand side of the screen at the bottom.
2%, location 87
okay,
of 2%,
control.
Location
okay,
87
so
of 5,600.
To move through the book by percentage.
12%,
okay,
location
tell,
648.
12.
22%.
Okay, so I'm going by 10% each time I do a one finger swipe up or one finger swipe down.
12%. Location 648.
Okay, if you want to move by smaller margins, it's a one finger double tap and hold. Now if I move my
11%,
finger up.
12%, 15%, 17%, 18%, 20%.
Okay, and so on. So let's have a look at the items on that screen. So I touch above that slider.
Back button.
Okay, now we've got a back button that's now live. So one finger flick to the right.
View options button.
There's our view options. Remember we had view options.
Go to. Flick
to the right.
Button.
Go to.
Search button.
Search.
Sync button.
And sync. Okay, so one finger flick back to the left.
Search. Go to. View options button.
There's view options. One finger double tap.
White theme button.
Okay, so that lands on white theme. And remember this is a background color. So let me touch towards the top right hand side of the screen.
Bookmark button.
Okay, so
off.
There's our bookmark.
Double
button.
Tap to one set bookmark at Horsen.
There's the title.
Home button.
There's the home button again. Okay, so one finger flick to the right.
At Horsen. Bookmark. Return to book.
There's our return to book.
Double tap to dismiss
the
menu.
Screen.
Georgia.
Georgia, which is actually a font. Okay, so if I double tapped on Georgia, and now one finger flick to the right, that's the font.
Kesilia.
Another font.
Selected. Georgia.
Georgia, which is currently selected.
Helvetica.
Helvetica.
Palatino.
Another one.
Publish a font.
Publish a font. And that's it. Okay, so let me just do one finger flick back to the left.
Palatino Helvet selected. Georgia.
Let's just double tap to get rid of that control.
Georgia.
And now one finger flick to the right.
Decrease font size button.
Okay, now decrease font size is below that font control. And you've got decrease on the left hand side and increase on the right hand side. But of course, I'm just flicking because I'm lazy with the voiceover cursor. So one finger double tap on decrease font.
Decrease font size.
Okay, now as you can tell, it's not telling us what the font size is. One finger double tap.
Decrease font size.
Okay, if I do one finger flick to the right.
Increase font size.
One
button.
Finger double tap.
Increase font size.
One finger double tap.
Increase font size.
Okay, and I'm increasing and decreasing the font size. So one finger flick to the right.
White theme button.
Now this is on a row below the decrease and increase font size. So if I touch the screen on the left.
Decrease font size. White theme button.
I've got white theme. I'm going to drag my finger across this row this time.
Black theme button.
Black theme.
Sepia theme button.
Okay, or sepia theme. Now if I do another one finger flick to the right.
Brightness 100% adjustable.
Okay, this is the brightness control.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
So if I do one finger flick down,
90%, 80%, 90%, 100%.
So let me return to the book. At the moment of this demonstration, I can't find any way of going back to the previous menu on this current screen. So I'm just going to tap in the middle of the screen.
Return to book. Menu off.
Okay, bring the menu
double
up again.
Double tap for menu.
Double tap.
Double menu on. Return to book.
Okay, come down to the bottom.
Back button.
There's our back button. I'm going to drag my finger
view
over
options
to the right.
Button.
There's our view options button.
Go to button.
Okay, and there's our go to button. So one finger double tap.
Go to cancel button.
Now this time at the top right hand side of the screen, as you heard, there's that cancel button. So if I touch the top right hand side of the screen.
Cancel button.
Okay, there's the cancel button. So if I do one finger flick to the left. Can't go any further. One finger flick to the right.
Go to heading.
And here's the go to heading. One finger flick to the right.
Cover.
So we can go to the cover of the book. One finger flick to the right.
Not available for this title. Table of contents.
Okay, not available for this title, which is the table of contents. One finger flick to the right.
Beginning.
That's to jump to beginning of the book. One finger flick to the right.
Location. Ellipsis.
Location, so jump to a percentage throughout the book. One finger flick to the right.
Five books in series. 37 characters. One super short synopsis. One organization. 14 important places. Book extras.
Okay, so that gives us information about the book and some other details, including the fact that there's five books in the series. One finger flick to the right.
Not available for this title. X-ray dimmed.
Okay, that's not available for this title. X-ray mode, which at the moment I can't remember what that's for, but never mind. One finger flick to the right.
Before you go.
And before you go. Now, normally that before you go, of course, comes up at the end of the book and gives you other options. Now for the moment I'll just pop into that now.
Before you go, ellipsis, heading.
Okay, and if I do one finger flick to the right, if I touch the top right hand side of the screen.
Eight, done, button.
Okay, there's a done button. And one finger back to the left.
Before you go, ellipsis,
okay, there's the
heading.
Title of the heading. Okay, so one finger flick to the right.
Done, button.
Done button.
Review this book.
Okay, that's an option to review this book.
Expand review, button.
Expand review.
Double one star rating not selected. Image.
Okay, this is
toggle
to rate
one
the book.
Star rating. 2-star rating not selected.
2-star rating.
3-star rating not selected. 4-star rating not selected. Image. 5-star rating not selected.
I wanted to give it
image.
A 5-star rating. One finger double tap.
5-star rating selected.
Okay,
image.
One finger flick to the right.
Abhorsen.
Abhorsen.
By Garth Nix.
By Garth Nix.
Review headline.
Review
a great
headline.
Read. Text field. Write your review here. Required.
Okay, which I'm not
what
going to.
What headline and 20 more words required. Submit. Dimmed. Button. Share you finished. Email. Button. Twitter. Button. Facebook. Button. More books by Garth Nix.
So as you can tell, you've got a few options there about emailing Facebook and Twitter. They're ones that you can set up so that then you can actually post the information about the book to Twitter, including the content of the book, etc. Remember that you have to set up the Kindle iOS app itself to use your Facebook or Twitter feed. Okay, so if I do one finger flick to the right.
Customers who bought this book also bought.
More books by Garth Nix. Okay, one finger flick to the right.
Customers who bought this book also bought.
Now in other book titles, I've had other books pop up there in that view that also list other books. That also list other books. So this particular one, it's not bringing up that view. So let me touch the done button.
Done.
One
button.
Double tap.
Bookmark. Button.
Okay, one touch towards the bottom of the screen.
Go to. Button.
Let me touch on go to again.
Go to. Cancel. Button.
Okay, one finger flick to the right.
Go to. Heading. Cover. Not available for the beginning. Location. Ellipsis.
Okay, let me choose location.
Alert. Location. Text field. Is editing.
Okay, I've got an on-screen
keyboard.
Enter
value for location.
So I'm going to type in location.
1 1 0 0 0 0
Okay, now that keyboard is a telephone style keyboard, so 1 2 3 across, etc. Okay, touch back up towards the top of the screen.
Location.
Okay, one finger flick to the right.
Location. Text field. Is editing. 100.
Okay, one finger flick to the right.
Of 5,615. Cancel. OK. Button.
Okay, and one finger double tap on OK.
Double tap for menu. Swipe 2 fingers down for continuous read.
OK, and it's moved to that location in the book. OK, so back into the book menu again. One finger double tap.
Menu on. Return to book.
Down towards the bottom to that bar.
Go to. Button.
That's the go to. Let me draw my finger over to the right.
Search. Button.
That's the search button. One finger move to the right again.
Sync. Button.
Okay, and there's a sync button. Now what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to show you that search, but in another book, which I found was extremely cool. So let me touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Abhorsen. Home. Button.
The home button. Touch towards
book
the top
downloaded.
Of the screen.
Books. Button.
Okay, there's my books button at the top
open
of the screen.
Open for more options.
One finger flick to the right.
Abhorsen. Wearing the Kindle for iOS accessibility gestures. Quick
okay,
reference guide.
So of course I was one finger
Michael.
Flicking down to that.
Book downloaded.
Tap.
Menu off. Double tap for menu.
Okay, now I want to find the web address that I need to put into Safari to bring up the Kindle iOS App Store. So now that I'm in the book, I want to bring up the book menu.
Menu on.
Okay,
return
down
to
towards
book.
The bottom for that line across.
Search. Button.
And I just found search straight away. One finger double tap on search.
Search.
Okay, now if I touch the top right hand side of the screen.
Cancel. Button.
Okay, there's the cancel button. Okay, so one finger flick to the right.
Search. Heading. Search field. Is editing. Enter search phrase.
Okay, so on-screen keyboard's on the screen. I'm just going to type in www for the web address. So touch the keyboard.
S-E-W-W-W-W-W.
Okay, that'll do. So I'm going to search for www because this is actually a fairly tiny book and I know it's only got really 2 web addresses in it. So touch the towards the bottom right-hand side of that on-screen keyboard.
Search.
There's my search button. One finger double tap.
2 results. Cancel. Button.
Excellent. We've got 2 results. So one finger flick to the right.
Search. Heading. www. Search field. Clear text. Lock 20. Horizontal ellipsis. Kindle store website. Middle.ipad. www.amazon.com/iPad Kindle store. Middle.iPhone or iPad touch. www.amazon.com/Kindle Mobile store 1. Sign.
Okay, now because these were close together, if I do another one finger flick to the right.
Lock 21. Middle.iPhone or iPad touch. www.amazon.com/Kindle Mobile store 1. Sign into the Kindle store with
Okay, so the first ship was primarily the iPad version of the Kindle store from Safari, and the second one was the actual one that I use, which is the mobile Kindle store web address. So if I do one finger double tap on that.
Double tap for menu. Swipe two fingers down for continuous reading. Tap, tap and hold to select text. iPhone or iPad touch. www.amazon.com/Kindle Mobile Store 1.
Okay. So that's basically brought me into that part of the book that contained that web address. Now, also too, if you wanted to do highlighting or note-taking, I'll show you that when I download a book from the Kindle store. So for the moment, let's just press the home button to return to my home screen.
Kindle.
Now, double tap to open. What I've done on my iPhone 5 is that I've saved, as in that save to home screen, the web page for the Kindle mobile store. So if I do one finger flick to the right.
Kindle mobile store.
Okay, it's a Kindle mobile
double
store.
Double tap to open.
One finger double tap.
Safari, Kindle store, V19224.
Okay. Set it up with the two finger touch on the screen. Okay, attach towards the top of the screen.
Shop more than 1,810,000 titles.
One finger flick to the right.
Search the Kindle store text field.
Okay, double tap to edit. Okay, now I want to purchase this time the 2001 Space Odyssey because for some odd reason I haven't bought it yet. So I'm on the on-screen keyboard, going down to the bottom left-hand side.
More numbers.
Okay, change it to numbers. More one finger double letters. Tap. And then I just type in
two. Search the Kindle store. 0000211.
And go on the bottom right-hand side of the keyboard.
Go.
Finger double tap.
Link. Kindle store.
Okay, so touch towards the top of the screen.
2,173
results. 2,173
results.
Luckily, this comes up with the book fairly close to the top, so one finger flick to the right.
Options. Filter result. Vertical line. Change depart. Sort by. 2001. A Space Odyssey. Arthur C. Clark Collection, The Odyssey, by Arthur C.
2001 Space Odyssey, so one finger double tap.
2001, Ace, link.
Okay, touch towards the top of the screen again.
41 JFRPPs plus NL, 2001, A Space Odyssey, Arthur C. Clark Collection, The Odyssey, Arthur C. Clark, -, star, image, 329, digital list price, $8.99. Print list price, $7.99. Kindle price, $6.74. Use save, $1.25. Sold by Amazon. Buy now with one click registered sign button.
Now, that's the one I'm going to double tap on in a minute, but because I've got several different devices, I need to just go and change it where it's going to send it to at the moment. So one finger flick to the right.
Link, image, try a sample, link.
Okay, that's the try it sample that you would choose, as well as the buy now with one click option that I've currently got set up. Now, for the moment, I can't even use that click here for the sample because it's going to send it to the wrong Kindle device. So one finger flick to the right.
Send wirelessly to David. Pop-up button.
Okay, so send it to David.
Double tap to activate the picker. David, picker item, adjustable.
Okay, one finger flick.
Swipe up or down. David Woodbridge's iPad. David Woodbridge's iPad 2, David's second Android, David's third iPad, David's fourth iPhone.
Right, which is the one that I want to use. So one finger flick to the left.
Done. Button.
Finger double tap on done.
Other editions. One. Link.
Okay, let me do a one finger flick to the left.
More. Link. Clark's short. Clark is about the. This not the discover. The year. David's fourth iPhone. Pop-up button.
Okay, and that's indeed David's
double tap to activate
iPhone.
The picker.
So one finger flick to the left.
Send wirelessly to try a sample, link.
Okay, so if I selected try a sample now, it would send that sample to, in this case, my Kindle iOS device. But now.
Link, image, buy now with one click registered sign,
just one
button.
One finger flicking back to left, I want to buy now with one click. So one finger double tap.
Buy now with one click reg address, 10%. Web page loaded, link.
Okay, let me do a two finger swipe down.
Link, link. 41 JFRPPs plus NL, SL75PI SIP sticker arrow street, top right, 8, 14OU01JPG, image, Thank you for your purchase. 2001, A Space Odyssey, Arthur C. Clarke Collection, The Odyssey, Kindle Edition, by Arthur C. Clarke. We are sending your item and it will automatically appear in your home screen when the download is complete. Ref equals Ginnatoff. Visited. Link. Image. Continue shopping. Link. Huh.
Add two finger touch. Now I'm actually finished buying a book now. So I'm actually just going to do the app switcher, which is pressing the home button twice. One, two.
App switcher. Kindle.
One finger double tap.
Double tap. Menu off.
Okay, now it said menu off, which means I'm in the book, so if I touch the screen.
Your device.
Yep.
From the send.
Okay, so one finger double tap to bring up the book menu.
Menu on. Return to book.
Okay, top left-hand side of the screen for the home button.
Kindle for iOS accessibility gestures. Home button.
That's the home button, so one finger double tap on the home button.
Books. But download finished.
Oh, there you go. Download finished. So let me just confirm that I should be on my device selection.
Selected. Device button.
Indeed it is, because remember I actually sent that book to my device. So back up the top of the screen.
Books button.
Okay, there's the books button.
Open for more options. Right. Kindle for iOS 2001, A Space Odyssey, Arthur C. Clarke Collection, The Odyssey.
2001 Space Odyssey.
Arthur C.
One finger double tap.
Menu off. Double tap for menu. Swipe two fingers down for continuous reading. Tap. Tap and hold to select text. Forward to the Millennial Edition. It is now 35 years since Ivan Abers in Space was still.
Okay, just two finger touch, and of course it started to read the book. Now, what I want to do now is quickly search for where Hal says, I'm sorry, and I'm just going to show you how to make that into a highlight. So in my case, I can reference that for posterity. Okay, so we need to bring up the menu. One finger double tap.
Menu on. Return to book.
And we want to go to search, so find the little row icons down the bottom.
Sync. Button. Search. Button.
Okay, one finger double tap on search.
Search field. Is editing. Character mode. Enter search phrase.
Okay, and I'm just going to type in sorry and see what we get.
S. S. O. O. R. 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 Y. Y. Search. Starting to search. Horizontal ellipse. 17 results.
That's not too bad. 17 results. So one finger flick to the right.
Page 57 middle dot lock 802. Us last summer, he page, they told me, be a very sorry page from our medical service, pay all dead of moon plague, pay stretched beyond, pay going outside the ship. I'm sorry, Hal replied. I assumed you knew that the AE-35 unit was on the antenna mounting. I probably did, a year ago.
Okay, so let's go to that particular hit. So one finger double tap.
Double tap for menu. Swipe two fingers down for continuous reading. Tap. Tap and hold to select text. I'm sorry, Hal replied.
Okay, now I want to highlight that particular item, so I'm going to do one finger double tap and hold.
Routine. Pink highlight button.
Okay, and now it's brought up a highlight mention so we can actually highlight. Okay, so currently we've got an options for different highlights. So we've got touching to about a third of the way down the screen.
Pink highlight button.
Pink highlight.
Blue highlight button. Yellow highlight button. Orange highlight button. Create a note button.
Okay, I've got a button to create a note.
Share button.
We can share the text, and that, again, that's out via Twitter and Facebook. So I'm going to select blue in a minute, but what I wanted to show you is something very nice. If I come down,
leftmost selection edge adjustable.
This is actually
double
very
tap
amazing.
And hold and drag to increase the selection size. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
I can actually adjust what's currently been selected when I did that highlight on the screen. So if I do one finger flick up.
Four. Selection for routine.
Okay, so as you can tell, it's only got the last bit of the four routine. So I'm going to expand that highlight.
Designate member, crew, the, was, who, pool, said, find me, suit that, unit, new, a, in. Put and panel A unlock to have only we job straight A looks it anywhere aboard subs 1008 are there but ago year A did prob I mount and tether on what you A either that new you assume I reply Hal sorry I'm selection
read?
I'm sorry Hal replied I assumed you knew that the AE-35 unit was on the antenna mounting I probably did a year ago but there are 8,000 subsystems aboard anyway. It looks a straightforward job. We only have to unlock a panel and put in a new unit. That suits me fine, said Poole, who was the crew member designated for routine.
Okay, and of course I could also adjust the right hand boundary of that highlight. So as you could tell, it's really easy to highlight, particularly what you want to do using the Kindle iOS app. Okay, so that's my current highlight, and I'm going to mark it blue, so I'm going to touch the screen again.
Yellow highlight button.
Drag my finger to the left.
Blue highlight button.
One finger double tap.
Double tap for menu.
Okay,
swipe
so
two fingers down for
nice
continuous reading.
Okay, let me bring up the book menu and we can see if we can check that highlight. So one finger double tap.
Menu on. Return to
okay,
book.
Down towards the bottom to find the go to button.
Search button.
Okay, it's a search button. Drag my finger to the left.
Go to button.
Go to, one finger double tap.
Go to cancel.
Okay,
button.
Now because I've actually highlighted something now, it will now be in that go to menu. It's touched towards the top of the screen.
Go to heading.
One finger flick to the right.
Cover. Table of content. Beginning. Page. Location. Not available for this My notes and marks.
Okay, so now you can tell we've got an option now that says notes and marks. So that will come up as soon as you've done any notes or highlight. Okay, so one finger double tap.
My highlight. Page 151. Location 1797. I'm sorry, Hal replied. I assumed you knew that the AE-35 unit was on the antenna mounting. I probably did.
Okay, how is that? That's absolutely cool. It's just read out, or would have read out, the whole highlight if I hadn't stopped it. And of course, if I want to go back to it, one finger double tap.
Menu off. Double tap for menu. Swipe two fingers down for continuous reading. Tap. Tap and hold to select text. I'm sorry, Hal replied. I assumed you knew that the AE-35 unit was on.
There we go. It's taking us back to that particular highlight in the book. Okay, so and as before, if I drag my finger down.
You knew that there are aboard a panel that suits me fine.
Okay, and of course I can do a three finger flick to the left.
Delta 1.
Okay.
Wait for the confirmation.
Start
Roger your plan to go either end.
And so on. What you might find sometimes if you've actually highlighted something and you've extended it and all that sort of stuff, if you then go back to your ebook and then you do a one finger double tap to go into the book menu, sometimes it will actually think that you're doing a one finger double tap and hold, and you'll actually go back into the highlight option. And the one way to stop it doing that I found is three finger flick to the left, just to move the focus off the page. Now there is another final thing I want to show you about that highlight function. So let me just touch the screen at the moment.
Advise. Advise. Pink highlight button.
Okay, so advise is now on the screen and you heard the blip to bring up the highlight function. Okay.
Leftmost selection edge, adjustable. Double tap and hold then drag to increase the selection size. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Okay, if I drag my finger to the right.
Rightmost selection edge.
Now if I tap my
double
finger
tap and
further.
Hold then drag. Diction redefinition. Advise V. Reporting V. Offer suggestions about the best course of action to someone.
Okay,
with OBJ.
There's the definition of
an
the word I just selected.
I.
Okay, so you can get definitions of words as well, besides highlighting and using it for notes. If I drag my finger down a bit further.
Google button.
That's Google button.
Wikipedia button.
And
full definition button.
Okay, full definition. Now next to that dictionary definition, if I go to the right hand side of that,
dictionary definition, switch dictionary button.
Okay, we've got a switch dictionary button as well, which I won't go through at the moment. Now interestingly at the moment I can't find a way of actually dismissing this pop-up window, and the only way I can seem to do it is to choose, without doing anything else, one of the highlight colors. So I'm just going to choose pink.
Pink highlight button.
One finger
button.
Double tap.
Double tap for menu. Swipe two fingers down for continuous reading.
Okay, and
tap.
I'm back to
tap and hold to select text.
Okay, and I'm back to the book. Okay, so let me do a one finger double tap to bring up the book menu.
Menu on. Return to book.
Okay, no, I don't want to return to book. I'd like to leave the book for the moment, please. So top left hand side of screen for the home button.
Home button.
There's our home button. One finger double tap.
Books button. Open for more options.
Okay, and I'm back on the bookshelf screen where we originally started from. So I'm going to close this Kindle app now by just pressing the home button.
Kindle. Double tap to open.
And I'm back to the home screen that contained the Kindle icon. And that completes this fairly full demonstration of the Kindle iOS app. As I mentioned in the beginning, you do need to register with Amazon for the device that you want to use, in this case the iPhone 5 with. When you run the app, you put in your registration details to register your iOS app. And then basically I showed you a complete run through of the Kindle application, navigating the bookshelf, opening a book, navigating a book, discussing all the options in the book menu itself, going through Safari to the Kindle mobile store and purchasing a book and selecting the device to send it to, and then having it sent to, in this case, the iPhone 5, switching back to the Kindle application, accessing the book, and then a demonstration of searching for a particular item in the book and also doing the highlight, and how you can adjust what's being highlighted, which I find is very cool, about as cool as the search function as well. And then of course going back to the book menu, selecting the home button and going back to the initial starting point with the bookshelf. So that completes this demonstration of the Kindle iOS app that now works with VoiceOver at the beginning of May 2013. Thanks for listening always, and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.